Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry.
Rude boy, don't cry.
Drive every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon. CITR.
Watching TV.
Yes.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I'll be your host until about 2 o'clock or so. Today, this week, my friends, is We All Fall Down's birthday. We All Fall Down is 3 years old today, and I wanted
Happy
to find...
birthday!
Thanks, Bryce! And that's why I'm here today, even though I feel like I'm dying. I was going to... What are you going to do? Sound like a 50-year-old smoker or something, but do not let that deter you, my friends. For today will be a show of epic... Well, no, it probably won't be too epic, but it'll be good. It'll be fun. Don't worry. This week, the last week of... Is it the last week of January? It's like the third or the fourth week of January is about the time that I started to do my show officially here on CITR 3 years ago. So this week I am going to be playing some of my favorites, some of the hits, if you want to call them that, and some of just my favorite bands. So I won't be playing too many requests today, but don't worry, play them next week. Play them next to you guys. And I always start off my birthday shows, and I talk about this every now and then, but oh my god, I'm dying. I always start off by telling you how I first got into CITR. I think I have a fever. I'm really sweating, and it's kind of gross. you didn't need to know that. But I started listening to CITR when I was about 14 years old, and I'm like turning 23. In a couple of weeks right now, so how many years has that been? I don't know, it's been a long time, but started listening to CITR when I was 14. I was in high school, and I've always kind of had problems sleeping at night, and one week, I had a particularly bad bout of insomnia, and it was a Monday night, and I just couldn't get to sleep, so I decided to listen to the radio. Now, most of you guys know there's not a whole lot... good is very subjective, but I'm gonna say good. There's not a lot of good programming on Vancouver radio nowadays, and so I spent a lot of time changing channels, figuring out, trying to find something that I wanted to listen to. and it was the middle of the night on a Monday night. It was like 1 a.m, so, you know, chances are slim, but I happened to come across a radio station, and I heard Randy, I heard the Bouncing Souls, I heard the Descendants, and a whole bunch of other really cool punk rock bands that I was super stoked on when I was 14. And I listened for a while, and I noticed that there were no commercials, which was one of the first things that I noticed about CITR. And turns out that it was a local campus radio station, this one, 101.9 FM. It turns out I was listening to a show called Vengeance Is Mine, hosted by Trevor, which is still going on, which happens every Monday at midnight. And from then on, I listened to Trevor's show every week and started to branch out and start to listen to more shows on CITR when I had the time. And when I graduated from high school and came to UBC as a student, I found out that you could volunteer at CITR. And so totally jumped on that, became a volunteer, and eventually got my own show. And here we are today. And I still listen to Trevor's show and a whole bunch of other shows. And so if you haven't heard Vengeance Is Mine, perhaps you'd be interested, every Mondays at midnight. And I started off today's show with Randy off of their album, The Human Atom Bombs. That song was called Addicts of Communication. And that, of course, was the very first song I heard on Trevor's show, which was the very first song I heard on CITR. Kind of a little sentimental tidbit, if you needed to know. But there we go. That's the story. That's the legacy. It's not really a legacy. I don't know. Whatever. I'm a bit out of it. I'm really drugged out right now. And I'm about to lose my voice. So we're going to cut to some music before my voice cuts out. I'm going to play my favorite band. My favorite band of all time. The Ramones. On We All Fall Down's third birthday. Happy birthday!
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Hi, this is William Shatner. Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle, and that was William Shatner. Didn't know anything about that PSA, and I just saw the title. I was like, there's no way this can't be awesome. I wasn't even listening. I don't even know what that PSA is about. But all I know is that William Shatner was in it. And to me, it's all that matters. I just played The Sword off of their album Age of Winters. That song was called Iron Swan. I can't find my playlist. There it is. And before that, I played a local band called The Bad Amps off of their last 7-inch ever, their Two-Face 7-inch. That song was called Milkshake Murderer. And I started off that set with my favorite band ever, The Ramones, off of End of the Century. That song was called Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio? You can check out my playlist online every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com if you wish to keep a running record of what I've been playing. Like I said a while ago, it is my show's birthday this week, so I'm playing, I don't know, my favorite bands that I always play on my show. I don't know, but I'm also dying, so trying to keep talking to a minimum. As much as I'd like to reminisce and talk about, I don't know, highlights of my show, I'm going to try and keep that to a minimum. But how about I talk about some of the shows that kind of just stick out in my memory. You can come in, Max, if you're just going to stand there. You can sit down. Shows of note to date. All of my Christmas shows were pretty rad. I did a video game show once. That was really fun. The week that Nintendo Wii, I think the PS3 and the PS3 came out, I did a little show of bands that just did covers of like video game theme songs, which was pretty rad. What else have I done? My best of shows are also pretty memorable. And I think that's about it. I'm out of ideas already.
They're all memorable.
All right, let's just say they're all memorable. I sound like a 50-year-old smoker. It's really not attractive at all.
I love that sound. It gives you that good. It gives you that good Marianne Faithful voice.
But what if I don't want that voice at all?
Well, then just, you know, drink plenty of clear fluids and get a lot of sleep, and then you don't have to, which is more than you can say for actual Marianne Faithful.
Okay. All right.
She's stuck like that.
Forever. That's how she sounds. Yeah, I got nothing anymore, guys. I got nothing. I have had, over time, one of the best parts about doing this radio show on CITR are the listeners, are the people that call in and request things, that call in the chat, that call in to tell me that they like my show, the people that recognize me, say hello, the people that email me, send me snail mail. Best part about this show are you guys, the listeners, because I'm always under the assumption that nobody listens. That's what it really feels like, because when you do a radio show, usually it just feels like you're talking to yourself. If there's no one else in the room, it's just, you're essentially having a one-sided conversation. And so I think after a while, it just feels like I'm always by myself with this radio show, and that no one ever listens. Like, why would I listen to this show? I don't know.
Because it's fabulous.
I suppose so. It's very subjective. But the listeners are definitely the best part. Wouldn't you say so, Max?
I think so, yeah. You know, I actually got a piece of fan mail from Jail the other day.
From Jail? No, you didn't. Shut up.
I did.
Like, snail mail?
Yeah, snail mail.
Really?
It was really nice. Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's so weird. Like, from jail in BC, or?
Yeah, from BC Jail.
Oh.
One of my listeners was in the penitentiary, and he sent me a very sweet note.
That's pretty rad, dude. I like that. Did you keep it and, like, frame it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, sick.
I'll show it to you sometime. It's
yes,
great.
Please do. Another good memory about this show was I had one of my listeners, like a couple years ago, call in and ask me if I wanted to adopt his entire record collection.
Wow. Did you?
Yeah. And he brought it here. He brought it to CITR and yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty rad. It's chock full of gold nuggets, if I'm allowed to say that. Yeah. any other good memories? Yeah, and just like when bands email me or contact me somehow and find out that I've been playing them on my show, and then just, yeah, I don't know. It's really, really rad when, you know, people take notice. So I'd have to say that's the best part. I'm gonna leave off with that. I don't even think I have. Oh, I do. I have your favorite band.
Really?
I have your favorite band coming on now, Max.
Who is it?
You came in at just the right time.
Who's my favorite band?
Oh, we'll just play them, and then you can figure it out on your own. AFI.
AFI.
AFI. I'm not opening this up for you to rant, Max.
No, I think that's a much better song. I really like that song, actually.
Yeah.
I think they used to be awesome. It's just I really don't like the way they've gone.
Oh, yeah. I think that's generally how most of us feel.
About AFI.
About AFI. So, yeah, funny. Like, I haven't played AFI in a very, very long time on my show. You know, it's been a long, long time, and I've only decided to play them again just because, you know, I fell out of the loop for a while, and then I was like, oh, it's my show's birthday. Might as well play some AFI.
Play some AFI, yeah. And, Art of Drowning is a great album.
Yes, it is, but I never really, like, you always make fun of AFI.
I make fun of AFI because AFI are really easy to make fun of.
Mm-hmm. And it just so happens that, you know, the minute you come in, the minute you came in, I was like, I think I'll play some AFI, but funny. It's just like it was meant to happen.
It was meant to happen. But the reason they're so easy to make fun of is because they used to be so awesome.
Here we go. Oh, okay. All right, dude. I don't even want to talk about Black Audio or their newest album. We just won't even get into that.
We'll just pretend they all died in a horrific mascara incident.
Because some of them are still fairly attractive, so I don't want them dead. I just kind of want them to stand there and not really do anything and just look nice.
I don't know. You know, they're kind of like a painting by Monet. Nice to look at from a distance, but once you get up, it's up close. It's just like a big blotchy mess.
We're gonna leave with that. I'm gonna play some Bouncing Souls.
Bouncing Souls.
We're gonna play some Bouncing Souls because, like I said a while ago, the first show that I heard on CITR was Trevor's, which is "Vengeance Is Mine," and the first couple songs I heard were by Randy, Bouncing Souls, and The Descendants. So maybe after the Bouncing Souls, I'll play some Descendants. Huh?
Huh? Sounds good.
All right, let's just do this so I don't have to talk anymore.
I met some people along the way. Some of them did, some of them stay. Some of them walk, some walk on by. Gotta be friends, I love till I die. From all these people I try to learn. Some of them shine, some of them burn. Some of them rise, some of them fall. What good or bad, I love them all.
I'm so in love with you. My See you. Does your mama know where you've been? Do you think that she is too blind to see? Oh, will you let her in? Tell her where you've been. You've been running around a stem of trash like me. Running around a stem, turn it all upside down. Does your daddy know the things you've been doing? Has he seen you keep it on French company? And when you light it up, I think it's a good shot. If I had been running around this town, it drives like me. Running around this town, turn it all upside down. Running around this town, it drives like me. And if your friends found out why you ain't hanging around, and you tell them lies, oh, come clean, little girl. I hope you're tired of the tracks. Don't ever try and crack. I like you running around this town with eyes like me. Running around this town, turning it all upside down. Running around this town with eyes like me.
Minus one.
You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Max is here. It's We All Fall Down's birthday this week. Happy third birthday, We All Fall Down. When I was planning the show, I actually forgot how many years I've been doing it for, and I couldn't figure it out for the longest time. I was like, has it been two? It's been three?
Probably been three.
Four? I'm pretty sure it's three.
You were doing it for like a year when I started.
Okay.
And I'm about to have my second birthday.
Okay. All right. So I think it's safe to say that we're about 3 years old here. Oh, dear. I just played Harry and the Potters. They're so adorable. They play like every summer. They go on tour and they've come to Vancouver for the past couple summers and they play for free in front of the Vancouver Public Library. And they're so adorable. It's just two dudes. They both look like Harry Potter. And they play Wizard Rock, self-proclaimed Wizard Rock.
It's really nice vinyl, too.
Yeah, it's white
special
vinyl.
Special, white.
Little 7-inch. That song was called Horror Cruxes, and in the book 5? Is that from book 5 or book 6?
No, it's
six?
From book 7.
No, it's 6.
The Horror Cruxes come into play in book 7.
No, 7 was the last one. And
yeah, 7's the last one.
The 7-inch came out before book 7. Horcruxes were in the 6th book.
No, but he's destroying Half-Blood. The Horcruxes in book 7.
But they're first introduced in book 6.
But they're just like mentioned in book 6.
They're not mentioned. I'm pretty sure there's a chapter.
Is a chapter on the Horcruxes because Dumbledore, that thing.
No spoilers. Okay. No spoilers.
You know what? All I'm going to say is spoilers never ruined Hemingway.
Oh, okay. All right, dude.
But you're right. They do. There are Horcruxes in book 6.
Yes. I can't even. I don't even want to start to explain what Horcruxes are. So
everybody knows what they are.
If you're a Harry Potter fan, you'll get it and you'll appreciate it. If you're not a Harry Potter fan, it's all right. Whatever. You know, it's not the end of the world. Before Harry and the Potters, I played the Yeah Yeah Yeahs off of their album Fever to Tell. That song's called Date with the Night. Before that, Raised by Wolves, off of the album Hot Blood, that song's called Trash Like Me, and I think in 2005 I named Raised by Wolves Hot Blood my favorite album of the year. Before that, I played The Hives, off of their newest album, the Black and White album, that song's called Tick Tick Boom, and The Hives coming to Vancouver. They're playing on my birthday, February 22nd, so I'm going to go check that out for my birthday. Before The Hives, I played The Transmitters. Off of their Some Girls 7-inch, that was the title track. Before that, The Descendants off of I Don't Want to Grow Up, that song was called Silly Girl, and AFI. Before that, off of The Art of Drowning, that song's called Wester. I don't remember if I played anything between AFI and The Sword. I might have just talked at that point, but I really don't remember anymore. So we're just going to say that set started off with AFI. I'm not going to do show listings today because it's a celebratory show of sorts, but we only have about 5 minutes left anyways. Robin and Colin are not here to do the Inkstead show today because Robin, like me, has also fallen ill. But unlike me, Robin is bedridden. He is super, super sick. I really can't find a better adjective for that right now, but I'm just gonna say really, really sick. So he won't be in, but we'll be playing some pre-recorded Inksteads for you guys in just a second. How about we get to some more music before we run out of time? Another band that I also really like, and you'll notice by the Trail of Dead, always put on a good show. What can I say? I like everything that they've spit out so far. So how about we get to some Trail of Dead and then see where that takes us. Sounds good. Okay, I'm sick. I'm totally out of it, guys.